Welcome to a special edition of Coffee House Shots. I'm Fraser Nelson. At least one person has been killed on London Bridge tonight, with many others wounded, in what's being described by the Prime Minister as a potential act of terrorism. The Spectator's managing editor, Will Heaven, was on London Bridge at the time, and he joins me now. So, Will, what did you see?
So I was in the back of an Uber taxi driving south over London Bridge at about 10 past 10 tonight. And suddenly I noticed on the left-hand side of the road, on the pavement, there was a person down, prostrate on the ground, with about four or five people around them who looked very concerned. And then suddenly, a bit further down the road, I noticed on the right, there was someone in the road, not on the pavement, but on the right-hand side of the road, in the road, who looked very badly injured as well. And I suddenly noticed that both of them looked pretty serious, and our taxi drew to a standstill. And a bit further on, the taxi driver noted that there was another person in the road as well, and suddenly the penny dropped, and it was clear that this was definitely not a road traffic accident, but something very serious indeed. I saw two policemen getting out of a BMW 4x4 and pulling on helmets and drawing their machine guns and getting ready, clearly to go towards something very serious. And it was clear that we had arrived in our taxi by chance, had arrived just after whatever incident had unfolded. We had arrived after that, but before the emergency services, and they arrived very shortly after us. So we kind of sat there for a few minutes. I said to our driver to lock the doors because clearly something was unfolding. There were people running over the bridge northwards from something that was clearly unfolding a bit further over. And we sat there for a little bit longer, and the whole incident carried on unfolding. And then we got out of the taxi on someone's advice and walked northwards and through a lot of police and first responders, and saw the sort of aftermath at the north end of the bridge.
And you say in your piece on the Spectator website that there was a black cab driver who was already reporting it as a terrorist attack.
That's right. So as we were sitting about halfway across the bridge, other traffic was coming from the south to the north. Two drivers stopped. The first one said that there had been an incident. I think he said a white van had run into some pedestrians, and there were a lot of people very badly injured. A second driver stopped and said similar things. And somebody else stopped, a pedestrian stopped and spoke to my Uber driver and said that people had been stabbed.
So just like the Westminster Bridge attack then, we're seeing a vehicle mounting the curb and hitting pedestrians, but also knife attacks on those pedestrians as well.
This is all a bit secondhand because I didn't see any of this unfolding myself, but it seemed that we on the bridge, in the middle of the bridge, had seen the beginnings of the sort of crime scene, as it were, and that there was something significantly worse happening towards the south end of the bridge.
Well, there have been eyewitness reports of a bearded man with a knife stabbing several people. The police have also said that armed officers responded and shots were fired when there were reports of knife attacks in Butter Market, which is on the other side of that bridge.
While we were sitting in the taxi, we saw suddenly a kind of mini stampede of people running over the bridge northwards, clearly away from something that suddenly posed, they thought, a threat to them.
Will Heaven, thanks very much indeed. Police are now saying that more than one person has died in London Bridge tonight, in what would be the second such attack in London in just 10 weeks. We'll bring you more details on the Spectator Coffee House website as they emerge.